Well, what is today? It's Valentine's Day. Actually, there is a Saint Valentine. I started to look it up and then I got sidetracked, so I didn't. But actual guy. And even my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm official timekeeper Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Did you get many chocolates?
I didn't get any. Did you get any?
I didn't receive any. But you didn't receive any either.
No, but...
Your husband went to go get a haircut. Your husband, who's pretty much bald, went to go get a haircut, did not return with candies or roses for you or anything like that.
Because we gave each other new carpet.
Okay, so you got new carpet this week?
Yes.
That
but
was a fun experience.
They didn't do the stairs yet, which is a bummer.
What are you going to do? Okay, so in like a week, you have to have your mother-in-law come live with you for a week.
Yeah, Oma's what we call her. That's German for grandma.
What are we going to do if they want to do the carpet while she's here?
Well, I don't know. We might tell them no, or she'll probably be able to take it.
She's a little hard of hearing, so maybe all the racket won't mess with her.
Yeah.
I actually had a lot of... I have a dust cover I shrewdly picked up for this. Good thing it was covered in dust, in paint chips.
Doesn't surprise me.
Because the pounding between the floors knocked a lot of things loose downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a recessed light that's hanging by a cord.
Can Dad fix it?
We have one of these vents that's kind of hanging a little loose too.
Oh, no.
Dad said there might be some way to fix the thing, but just don't turn the lights on right now. I don't know if it'll pop or whatever.
Yeah, everything's dusty.
But
been dusting
the popcorn ceiling. What do you call that?
Popcorn ceiling.
Popcorn ceiling.
But downstairs, in the bedroom, you have one, but we don't have it in the family room.
A number of the popcorn ceiling kind of came down.
Yep, it shakes up the house when you
get new
carpet.
It was a 2-day ordeal. Lots of furniture moving.
We're still not done, but we're getting there.
What was that sound? I thought somebody's phone was supposed to be on, like, do not disturb.
Well, I turned mine off, but my iPad, that was probably your phone.
No, it most certainly wasn't, because mine makes a vibrate. It doesn't make a ding.
I thought I had it turned off.
Well, so it would have been, what, $500 to move the furniture? That might have been $500 well spent. Considering the time suck and the ache of moving the furniture, I think most people would rather just pay for it, you know? So do you want to mention the company that did the carpet?
It's Bales Flooring in Wichita, Kansas.
Okay, so here's something we figured out. Now, this Bell guy, he played in the NFL for the Seahawks.
Right, Bell, there's two brothers named
There's a
Bell.
Blake Bell,
he has a son,
and he played for the Chiefs.
Right, and they own this carpet company that's been here for years. He said that... His dad, his grandpa, maybe his great-grandfather.
Do you think that moving everybody's furniture around all the time, why is that making a sound?
I don't know, but let me go turn it off.
No, keep your headset on and mess with that here while I'm talking.
I don't know how to turn this one off.
Okay. Why do you not know?
I don't know.
Hand it to me.
Okay, turn it off, but then I won't be able to find my quote.
Oh, yes, you will. That's not what I'm doing. There is a spot over here called focus, and you hit the focus button, and you hit do not disturb.
Okay, thanks.
How long have you owned that?
A few years.
Now it's probably never going to ring again, because you're not going to know how to get there.
That's okay, but I don't need... you can fix it for me.
You've got to move carpet.
Well, this is good stuff.
You move the carpet in, you move the people's furniture around.
It's a lot of work.
You pound on it, right? That's what makes them NFL players.
Well, from their birth, they've had to start help move stuff.
They had to do all this rigorous training, and so you want to look for carpenters or carpet layers. Carpet layers?
Yeah.
Carpenters.
They have to have awesome knees, because I don't know how they're down on the ground the whole time, because they're putting carpet on the floor.
Yeah, so what do you think of the carpet?
I like it. Do you like it?
It feels nice. It looks pretty similar to what we had, but it has got way more rebound to it.
Yeah, it's got, I was looking at it, and it's got like beige yarn, and then it has a beige yarn with like a white cotton little thread that wraps around one of the yarns. It's very unusual.
There are occasional tiny flecks of dirt, you know, mixed in there so that you can walk around and get dirty and you not notice.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see how it does with dirt. It's supposed to be like for pets and stuff.
But here's how we probably should have known that we probably need new carpet. When you're vacuuming and you don't see a trail where you vacuumed,
your carpet's dead.
That means your carpet's dead. Yeah. When you can't see the trail and it's just compressed, it's flat like the putting green.
It was sad.
Probably not a good time to have the carpet. It was like probably got to get replaced.
Almost 30 years old carpet.
1998.
We definitely needed it.
Yeah, so I think that this is pretty good. But, you know, I went to the store, to Bell's Place with you, and they got this all wrong. Like, they have a few samples, you know, and you're like, you thumb through, like, the book of the samples and write.
Yeah.
They need you to be able to take your shoes off and walk on it. So you can be like, I want more cushion. Oh, this is a good length. This feels good.
Well, then why don't you open up a carpet store?
How come every good idea I have has to be, why don't you, and then go whatever, because of one thing somebody else could bring to their experience at their store? The one thing they're not doing means I have to go make a business.
Why don't you call them and say, hey, I got some ideas how you guys could, some marketing ideas for you.
They would also then have to show off how to clean the carpet, you know, after people step on it, mm-hmm. because they want to keep that sanitary. I think it would, you know, sell some more products that way. Maybe, you didn't think that was that soft of a cushion? Well, you should probably get this one over here. What do you think of this one, right?
Yep.
Things like that.
Like you test out a mattress. Test out your carpet.
All right. Well, before we get much further here, I do have something I want to show you.
What?
Okay. Picked this up on Amazon. I thought that you might could use something like this. I could use it too. I used it once the other day. You want to describe what
New Derma Clinical Neon Argon Fusion Wand.
Okay, so this opens up.
And this is my Valentine's present?
Well, I don't know
to
about
make
that.
Me beautiful.
Wow, okay, so what fancy, this does fancy. Is it uses some high-frequency stuff, and it does... You're not supposed to use it for very long. It makes a bit of a burn if you go over a spot too long, but you put this, like, comb attachment in this wand here, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm concerned that you're not going to be able to do that right without it breaking. And then you kind of like go through your hair with
this.
What's
it do to your hair?
It kind of opens up the cells to get nutrients better and stuff. And people have, it improves like skin. It's mostly a skin thing. So yeah. It's like if you have like reddish spots or whatever, people say it's working really good for them.
I've got some red spots.
Could maybe cut down on some dandruff and maybe even help you with your bald spot in the back. What about that?
I don't have a bald spot.
Yeah,
I have
you
a
do. It's I've noticed it, and I thought maybe Mom could use this, but it is a little tricky getting this out of here. I'm kind of think you might just drop this and break it. Honestly,
it's glass.
It's
it
glass.
Looks like tubes, and it's got Pure Daily Care.
Okay, yeah. So
how
you're
do you clean?
You're only supposed to use it for like a couple. She tried to drop this, guys. You're only supposed to use it for like a couple minutes.
Okay.
And then like every other day, there's kind of conflicting information in the booklet. Like one thing says only do it whatever, and the other thing says only twice a week.
Okay, well, I'll take a look at it, and you might have to give me treatments or something.
Maybe I should do it for you.
Yeah,
like
that's what
rake
I was
your
saying.
Hair for you and stuff.
Yeah.
I tried it on the lowest setting. Now, here's the other tricky thing about this. You have to, you put your finger on the glass. You turn it on.
Yeah.
You touch the skin, you take the finger off the glass. Otherwise, you might get a static shock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zap.
I don't think that you can remember those steps.
I know, so you need to take care of me and do it for me.
That's just what I'm saying. Now it seems too complicated. She can't do that. She's going to shock herself, drop it, and then there's going to be a glass wand shard.
It looks expensive. I bet
it wasn't really all that expensive. There's a ton of knockoffs. This one has two kinds of noble gases in it that might promote better blood circulation or something like that.
Please don't blow up the house.
Okay, well... I thought you might find that neat.
It is neat.
We could give it a shot after this if you want. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. You're going to zap me?
I might do that if you act aggressive. Yeah.
I don't behave.
Okay. So let's get into the news.
What you got?
So we had the Super Bowl. It wasn't particularly good for the Chiefs.
Nope.
I was anticipating a playoff demise for the Chiefs this year. They've looked bad all season long. They kind of got by. They couldn't put away bad teams, really. And they lasted in the playoffs longer than I anticipated, but it did make for a bad experience, I feel like. The game got out of hand pretty quick. I was calling it in the second quarter that the Chiefs couldn't possibly get out of this. They didn't have the players to do it, and they just were being dominated.
I think they knew they weren't going to win, which is a sad thing to say.
What did you think of the halftime show?
I wasn't impressed, but you know that's not my cup of tea.
Well, he kind of just mumbled a lot of things. So he had
I couldn't hear him.
This guy Kendrick Lamar, right? I think people aren't outraged about it because they couldn't understand what he was saying. So that kind of helps. Now, his team are saying that the stage was arranged to look like a PlayStation controller.
I know you didn't even figure that out because you go, "What? You know, is that a tennis court?" You know? I remember you saying that. Is it a tennis court?
The buttons were in the wrong order. The buttons, they have to be more diagonal from each other, and the triangle was upside down. But
did they do that for copyright, not to get in trouble of infringement
so you also had Samuel Jackson out there, and he was Uncle Sam Jackson.
See,
and
I didn't
get talking
him
about
either.
How, like, America's not going to appreciate this show. You got, no, that's too ghetto. He was saying things like this, right?
I didn't appreciate him either.
What other folks are saying is that this was that he's telling you, hey, it's supposed to be like his life's a video game. He's got a video game control over here, and here's Uncle Sam. It's patriotic. Hey, everybody's patriotic. In actuality, the message he's going for is this Squid Game thing from Netflix, where it's like the black people are out there being systematically killed by the American government for money or something, and like we're competing for this prize or something, but we're just, our lives are just a game to you. So if that's the case, but he's trying to say no, it's like a PlayStation thing, and that's why I said game over, but instead it's more, it may actually be more about the Squid Game
mentality or something.
Well, this show on Netflix from Korea,
right,
where people are they play a deadly game to get some money, and so they're like, hey, black people, we're just entertainment for the white people. Here we got white guy over here, Uncle Sam Jackson, voice of the white America, who's supposed to be sort of like the kept help slave guy, because they got him for the reason because he plays this role in a movie.
Oh,
so
I
that there's
that.
Supposed to be a lot of things going on there, and that he was able to sneak this message by, and now people are kind of upset about it.
Well, I thought it was kind of cool. All those people keep coming out of the car. That was kind of neat. You know, kind of like a clown car type thing where they all just keep coming out.
That was a Buick GNX. It's pretty much the best American car of the 80s.
Right. And then...
Yeah, you knew that. You said right like you knew that.
Yeah, right. And then I like the one where the part where all the guys had like gold teeth. That was kind of cool. There was a bunch of guys with gold teeth.
What did you think about Serena Williams?
I didn't even see Serena, I don't think. Was that the girl that sang first?
No, she doesn't sing. She did a little dance. I thought it was a cute dance, but the thing is that it's this dance, I guess, that a street gang does, and then they go kill people, and then they dance or something.
Oh, great.
And she had a half-sister that was killed by this gang, and then she does their dance.
Huh.
But the idea is that she's doing this dance to make fun of this Canadian rapper named Drake that she used to date, that she now doesn't like so much, she's willing to do the dance of the people that killed her half-sister to make fun of him. With the black culture, there's a lot of this, you have to know the history of why this guy doesn't like it. It's like some kind of weird Real Housewives of rap or something, where you have to understand why these people don't get along, whatever.
There was a lot of backstory to this show then, huh?
Yeah, I think it was not... this guy was a really bad choice for the halftime show. Has to play to like 100 million people, have some stuff you can kind of chant with, some songs everybody knows. I think that's a good way to go. Instead, this guy was like, let me tell you how much I don't like this rapper Drake. What would really make him mad? Let's get his ex-girlfriend out here to dance in my show.
Yeah, it was just weird because like you couldn't understand him. I know your father said, I can't understand what he's saying. I said, it's probably good because he's probably saying some things we would object to, or, you know, cussing or whatever. I'm sure his rap's not that clean, is it?
I'm only kind of familiar with one song. It was like the big song this year. But here's the thing. These songs are not nearly as big as they used to be. So, like, back in the day when you had to buy music, you had to really, I bought that album, CD,
you had
whatever.
To invest in it. There was more of an investment.
Now I got to make my friends listen to this.
Personal
like
investment.
Things happen. Now yeah. People just download things willy nilly. No one pays for music. It's become very disposable. So I don't think that people are paying that much attention to it. And then they, oh, well, this guy got a billion downloads. But what does that really translate to as far as actually moving some money around, right?
Yeah. Well, aren't you the one that said, hey, maybe they should have like stand-up comedian do a show or something?
I think they should get away from that a little bit. Not a comedian, but maybe have a circus or
you can
have a marching band. You can do a lot of other things. Go away for a period of 5 years and then bring back a big act. Go away 5 years and now you got Taylor Swift. Like, okay, we're back to the big musician
thing. Did you hear Taylor Swift got booed?
Yeah, I saw that.
Eagle fans? Which is silly.
Eagle fans are pretty rowdy. They're having their Super Bowl parade today. They've got two guys they call the Exciting Whites. They got two white guys that did good in the game, so they call them the Exciting Whites. There was a woman who was wearing a wedding dress and had an ankle bracelet, so she wasn't supposed to be away from home, but she wanted to get married during the parade.
Oh, really?
The running back Saquon Barkley saw a video where he recognized the guy in the stands. I guess they said he was a ball boy. Looked a little old to be a ball boy. Picked him up and brought him into the parade with the team.
Oh, neat.
They have their buses going through. They have preemptively greased up the poles.
So people can't climb them.
An 18-year-old college student from Temple fell off of a pole
last year, two weeks ago.
Oh,
okay.
When they won the NFC title game. So he had to celebrate by unaliving himself, as the kids say online,
because
the word getting killed or death or whatever gets censored, so they say unalive. That's why. Yeah, he fell and died.
Oh.
Took a little while for the death part to come in, but they grease these poles up and people are climbing them anyway.
I don't know how they're getting up them.
I'm not really too inclined to go up them in the first place.
Yeah.
But I guess if you want to stand out and you want to have a good view of the parade, right?
Whatever.
Okay, so
float your boat.
In other news, Nike is re-releasing the Air Foamposite Galaxy.
I don't know what that is.
This is a shoe. So this is a sort of a Penny Hardaway signature shoe. It's a 90s basketball player. So, and they made a special version of these for the All-Star Game in 2012. And they look like this. They have a galaxy pattern and they glow in the dark.
Well, those are kind of cool looking.
When these came out in 2012, they were going for car money. Like,
really?
People were wanting like 20 grand for them and stuff.
Think they will this time?
No, because some people got some in advance and they were selling them for like 600, which means they'll probably sell for pretty close
which
to what they actually are. But that's sort of if you're a company like Nike and you have a product and it's like you make the low demand, there's high demand, but you make a low supply and now things are really expensive. Where do you get the money, though? You can't make a ton of money doing that. So then what, 10 years later, maybe re-release and be like, okay, fine, we made enough for everybody now.
Only way Nike makes a lot of money is if they sell a lot, right?
Right, but you can't sell that many if you're going to keep the supply low so that it's a hype sneaker.
Right? I don't know. It's a hard decision.
Okay, in other news, you are now familiar with the Gulf of America, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think that Trump is doing this
to feel like China.
China wants to name seas around it, and if you say it something else, they'll put a tariff on you or ban your movie because you didn't call it what they said. So he figured out a way that he can change the map.
Oh, so he's done that in his presidency.
So that he can, hey, I went to the cool kids club. I'm over here with China. And right? So he's going
to do what China does.
When he hangs out with these guys, hey, you hear what I did? Yeah, I changed the name, Gulf of Mexico. It's Gulf of America now. You know, like, he wants to fit in with those guys.
What else could he change?
Well, he has also banned the Associated Press from the Oval Office because they refuse to recognize the Gulf of America.
Okay, well, I don't think I don't think it's America if you start banning people from your press conferences.
Well, here's the problem with this. Why should they be allowed, like, guaranteed access to the president to cover? Whereas you and I aren't.
We could go in there.
You have to sign up and you might get chosen versus these guys assuming they're going to be there. Oh. Now, whatever statements he has to say at the Oval Office are going to get covered by another television crew anyway, right?
Yeah, his own.
Well, he doesn't have a state police you know, newspaper or anything like that. But
not yet.
I think it is kind of cool that they opened up a seat at the press conference for new media. So if you had a podcast like us, you could actually fill out a form and maybe be invited to sit in on one of the press conferences and ask a question.
Well, that's nice.
I think that's a really good idea because people are not paying as much attention to the television news. The stories break and they kind of come up online, and there is an act of being covered. You have to have a crew out there to get the camera, boots on the ground sort of stuff. But to hear the news directly from the source like this, it seems like something more people could have access to. So it's kind of neat that they're looking in that direction. But what do you think of the name of the Gulf there? I actually checked my map.
And did it come up?
Well, the trouble was it was saying Gulf of Mexico. And then somebody said, you have to zoom in really close, and then it updates. So it since has updated, and it's saying Gulf of America right there. And you're planning a trip to the Gulf of America, aren't
you? No, we're
you?
Not. We're where, going to the Caribbean going? Next year.
Is that not the same thing?
No, that's the other side.
I thought we did a Caribbean cruise.
We did, but we didn't go to the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, you're going like inside the other part of Florida?
Yeah.
Like Bahamas?
That's what you did.
Sort of thing.
That's what we did.
So whose Gulf is that?
That's the ocean.
Is it Bermuda, I guess?
It's Atlantic Ocean.
Is that
Gosh,
what it is?
I should know that. Yeah, it's Atlantic Ocean, and the Pacific is on the other side.
Well, yeah. So Gulf of America it is. A 104-year-old woman had an unusual request for her birthday, and the cops helped her fulfill it by putting her in jail.
She's 104 and never been to jail.
104 never been to jail. So they just kind of took her out of her nursing home and let her meet the dog and, you know, tour the jail.
Did they put cuffs on her?
I don't know about that. I would kind of doubt that because they might consider that a bad look.
She just wanted to check out all the cute cops.
That might actually
Hot
be
cops.
The case. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen became NFL's MVP, and they gave him a Chevy Traverse that he gifted to one of the Bills employee gifted vehicle. So one of the Bills staff guys.
He gave it to him?
Yeah.
That's nice.
It says this guy, they call him Slick Rick. Maybe he's a trainer or something.
Uh-huh.
But he was gifted the Chevy Traverse.
That's really nice.
Well, you know what?
He doesn't need it. He already had a car.
I think he used to get a nicer car than that for being MVP, and now you kind of get like SUV. Like,
well, it's probably your sponsor, whatever the sponsor is, probably.
That's kind of lame.
But like, that's nice.
Hey, can we get like Porsche to be the sponsor? Like, I mean,
then he would have gave somebody a Porsche.
Yeah, that could have been the case there.
Yep.
All right, so I do have a game for us.
Oh, wonderful.
You like games, right?
Sometimes.
This is a game called...
I used to be good at this, but last week I wasn't good, so...
Yeah, exactly.
I bombed.
Well, I asked Grok, that's X, formerly Twitter's AI, to come up with a list of some celebrities that are in the same field, some
of them
dead
or
alive.
AI?
Grok. I think that's how it's pronounced. Grok.
G.
And it came up with a list. I said that's too easy. Make it tougher and put them all in the same field.
Thanks.
So here are some rock stars. Okay.
Okay.
Some musicians, mostly rock and roll, maybe a little heavy metal sort of stuff. And you're gonna tell me if they are.
This could be hard.
Yeah, you're gonna just guess on this like you do most of them. Okay. Lemmy Kilmister. I might even be saying that wrong. From Motorhead. You know, he sings the song Ace of Spades, one of your favorites.
How's it go?
The Ace of Spades!
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know that song.
You don't know that song?
I say he's alive.
Okay, hold on. We're actually going to have to pull up this song now.
Okay.
So you can get a taste.
You should pull all of them up.
So you've heard this before, right?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you have. It was in Gross Point Blank with John Cusack and Dan Aykroyd.
I don't think I saw that movie. It's definitely rock and roll, huh? It's not. It's like acid rock, isn't it? Or what is it called? What's that called? Heavy metal.
All right, so Lemmy. Now, this guy has a gambling addiction. He would take, he had like his own personal slot machine that he would play all the time.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like, then who's winning or losing? And that actually might be a good idea. If you have a slot machine addiction, if you own the slot machine, then you don't lose any money.
That's true.
That might not be a bad idea. So Lemmy.
I don't think that's going to give you the fix you want from gambling.
Is Lemmy dead or alive?
I said alive.
You say alive. Lemmy is.
Oh, I've got that one wrong.
Yeah, he died a few years back. I think he might have had one of the cancers.
Did he have another addiction? A few other addictions?
I don't know. Okay, so Rob Halford from one of your favorites, Judas Priest.
Yeah, right.
You don't remember Judas Priest?
I know who they are, but my favorite is a very broad term there.
Now, surely you've heard this. I think it's in a Grand Theft Auto, you know, one of your favorite game franchises. You've heard this before, right?
Maybe.
Sing along with me. All right, it's going to get to a part where you recognize this, surely.
Okay.
Come on, lyrics. Out there is a fortune waiting to be had. If you think I'll let you go, you're mad. You've got another thing coming.
Got another thing coming.
You got another thing coming. Yeah, see, you've heard this before, right?
Yes.
All right, dead or alive?
Alive.
Rob is...
Yay, I got that one right.
Yeah, you
Glad
did.
Glad Rob's still with us.
Okay, Ronnie James Dio.
I don't recognize...
is it Dio or Dio? I think it's Dio. Shoot. Is he dead or alive?
Who is he with?
Well, he was with Black Sabbath, you know, for a time with Ozzy Osbourne.
Okay.
But he also has some solo stuff. So what do we got there?
Dead.
He also invented the rock-on cymbal.
Oh, that's cool.
So that is an important thing. So you're going to say that he's dead, huh?
I think so.
Well, before we weigh in on that, how about we check out one of his songs?
Okay. Will I recognize it?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but anyway. All right, we got some cold wind blowing through, right?
It's like this day. It's a cold
wind. It's never a hot wind sound, right?
Not normally.
And you're welcome to sing along on this one also. This one takes a little while to warm up, so we're going to skip ahead some. Holy diver, you've been down too long in the midnight sea. Oh, what's becoming of me? Ride the tiger. You've heard this before, right? Stripes, but you know he's clean. It's from like the early 80s.
I was having babies then.
No, you weren't.
Well, I was getting married and starting to have babies.
All right, so you said he's dead, was it? Or did you say he was alive?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
I think I said, I don't know, I don't remember, but can I make my ruling now?
Yes.
Okay, I say alive.
After hearing him, you think, oh, a guy that sang that, he has to be alive. He is.
Oh, man. Dead. I can tell just by the buildup it's going to be dead.
Okay, now... This guy I'm not familiar with, but I've heard his band.
Figure.
But his name's Tom Araya. Is he dead or alive? He's bassist and vocalist for Slayer, which I don't think you're going to like their stuff so much.
They don't even play it. I'm saying alive.
He is
alive. See, that sounds like angel wings. They're backwards, kind of.
Well, it's supposed to be a good sound versus a body getting dropped on the floor. So, Dimebag Daryl, guitarist of Pantera.
I hope that's a nickname. Let's call our baby Dimebag.
Okay, so is Dimebag dead or alive?
Oh, man, I gotta say dead.
Dimebag Daryl is...
I got that one right.
Yeah, died in a fire, I think, outside Tulsa. There was a fire? Like, this was 20 years back.
It was a bar.
There was a bar caught fire. Tons of people died. And this guy was on...
I don't remember performing. That.
Yeah, well, you weren't there.
Well, I know, but I think I would remember a big fire in Tulsa.
All that was...
And I got 3 right and 2 wrong. So, hey, I'm rule. I rule. I rock or whatever.
Rock on.
Rock on. Yeah.
So,
cool.
Right. I'm sure you got some kind of quote to mesmerize me with here.
To stump you with. Stand-up comedy seems like a terrifying thing. Objectively, before anyone has done it, it seems like one of the most frightening things you could conceive, and there's just no shortcut. You just have to do it.
Wow, that's a great joke right there. I'm sure whoever's act this is a part of, because these are supposed to be quotes from people's acts. I'm sure that just kills on stage.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Jerry Seinfeld.
No.
Give me some hints.
Yes.
He's
a talk show host. I think I'm mostly late night, I think.
You don't know if this is a late night show?
And he's a male.
Yeah, well, that's how he's a male.
He looks like a man.
Hold on. Here's a second clue. He's a male.
He's male.
All right, so Jimmy Fallon?
No. He has short hair, and I don't know how else to...
He
sits behind a table on his show.
That would be... But you're not sure if it's a late-night talk show or not?
I'm pretty sure it's late-night. It would be considered late-night, or like I don't know.
Okay. Oh, is his show still on?
Yes.
You think so?
I think. Pretty sure.
Wow. Was he on Saturday Night Live?
I don't think so.
Okay, so you don't know. He wasn't like a news guy on Saturday Night Live. Okay. He has short hair and he sits behind a desk.
You're never going to get this.
Okay, well, and his show's still going?
I'm pretty sure.
Is it Jon Stewart?
No, it's John Oliver.
John Oliver. Oh, yeah, the short hair. I can kind of see that. Yeah, well, and his stuff, I'm not really sure what his time is. I think he has like one episode a week, but it's probably at night on HBO. Sometimes they upload them later on YouTube and things. So, yeah, you can't. All right. You went outside your comfort zone. That's good.
I tried. You got cute. You got close with Jon Stewart.
You're supposed to say bye-bye now.